Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
We have a saying in our house, the world is run by those who show up. It's simple, yet profound in its simplicity. Every week at the Montana Family Foundation, we have people who call and write to alert us to something happening in government that seems absurd. Sometimes, it's a church being denied a permit to hold services in a city park. Other times are incredibly sad situations, like a well-meaning high school counselor taking a pregnant teen to get an abortion without her parents' knowledge. Or most recently, a push by unelected bureaucrats at the Department of Health and Human Services to circumvent the legislature and allow people to go back and retroactively change the gender on their birth certificates. What each of these scenarios have in common is an overreach by a government employee that in the end was reined in by an elected official who did the right thing. The other thing that the scenarios have in common is that they reflect a clash in worldviews. In America today, we're witnessing a clash of worldviews such as we've never seen before. On one side are those who believe in the power of the state. They tend to believe that man is the ultimate authority and that all truth is relative. The opposing worldview is laid out clearly in the Declaration of Independence, where the founders held to be self-evident the truth that God is the ultimate authority and that he gave to men certain rights, among which are the right to life, the right to be free, and the right to pursue happiness. This worldview believes that governments are put in place to secure these God-given rights. The two worldviews, if codified in law, result in two vastly different forms of government. The first, if taken to its logical extreme, results in governments that resemble China, the former USSR, and Cuba. The second worldview results in governments like the United States. Is our government perfect? No. But our Constitution, drafted in 1787, was so ingenious that it preserved the founders' worldview, yet allowed us to correct deficiencies that were identified later in our nation's history. Which brings us to today and the two distinct worldviews vying for control. Our constitutional republic did not come into being by accident and will not continue without effort. As Benjamin Franklin once said, the founders gave us a republic. Our job is to keep it. And our opportunity begins on January 11th. That's the first day of filing for the 2018 election cycle. Across the state, people with a secular humanistic worldview are lining up to run for everything from local town councils to the United States Senate. What about our side? Where are those with a Christian worldview? Our main focus is the Montana State Legislature and local judgeships. Yes, it's difficult to serve in public office, but we need to decide if our children and grandchildren are worth it. When the legislature reconvenes in 2019, all 150 seats in the House and Senate will be filled. The question is, will they be filled with people who believe as we do or not? It's up to us. If you'd like some direction, please give me a call. I can help you get started. Remember, as I said before, the world is run by those who show up. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.